Welcome to the Prayers of Rest podcast. I'm your host, Ashrita Chuchu, and I'll be leading you in prayer using a simple guided format to help you slow down and hear God's voice. As we begin, find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted and take a deep breath as we become aware of God's loving presence around us and within us. Today's reading comes from John chapter 17, verse 24. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am. Let's begin by reciting God's goodness, praising him for who he is, as revealed in this short passage. Oh Jesus, as we think about your love, it's so overwhelming that even on the last night, before your crucifixion, facing betrayal and torture and execution, you took time to pray for me. You took time to pray for us, for those who would come to believe in you. We see here just how much you long for all your children to be with you. That's why you face down the cross. It's because your desire to spend eternity together with us. So in these next few moments, thank him. Thank Jesus for his great love and how you've seen his love and his goodness in your own life, even just in the past few days. Let's continue now by expressing our neediness. But Jesus, as we meditate on this short part of your prayer, just your longing for your bride, your longing for those who are your own to be together. And so we ask, God, would you stir in us a deeper love for you, a deeper desire to be with you, a deeper delight in you. And not just someday in eternity, but here and now while we await your return, would you give us a foretaste of that delight of being with you? Because you've placed your own spirit in us, we are not alone. So in these next few moments, express your desire to Jesus, whether it's great or small, and ask him to grow in you a greater desire and delight to be with him. Let's move now into a time of seeking his stillness. And I invite you to quiet your heart and your mind as you become aware of Jesus' own loving presence with you right this very moment. It's through his spirit that indwells in those who are his own. Just be with him. Finally, let's trust God's faithfulness. And I invite you to declare your confidence that God is who he said he is, and he will do what he said he will do. And so, Jesus, in your faithful love, you have gone to prepare a place for us, that where you are, we might be, and that we might be together forever. And yet, in the meantime, God, we praise you that, Jesus, you've left your Spirit to be with us, that even though we've never seen you, we can grow to know you and to be with you and to love you. We can't wait for the day when we will finally see you face to face, Jesus. What a glorious day that will be. So in these next few moments, entrust yourself to God. Like a bride waiting for her groom, how the bride makes herself ready. So surrender yourself to God. Ask him to make you ready for Jesus' return. Say, God, I trust you. I trust you to accomplish this good work in me. As you listen to today's passage again, what word or phrase stands out to you? What do you feel God is saying to you? And is there anything else that you want to say to him? Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Prayers of Rest podcast, which is a production of Delighting in Jesus Ministries. This season of Praying Like Jesus is based on a collection of prayers starting on page 34 of my book, Prayers of Rest, Daily Prompts to Slow Down and Hear God's Voice. If you don't yet have a copy, you can buy one at your favorite local bookstore or get a signed copy online at prayersofrest.com. And if you'd like to start a prayer habit, I invite you to consider listening to this episode every day this week. Just try personalizing the REST acronym with what's on your heart each day. And if you've enjoyed this episode, would you leave a 5-star review so others can find this podcast too? Thank you so much for helping us spread the word. As we wrap up, I want to say a big thank you to our monthly prayer partners. It's their generous financial support that makes this podcast possible. Thanks also to Angie Elkins Media for editing this episode and Kendra Stanton for producing this podcast. And thank you, listener, for sharing this podcast with your friends and for joining me here week after week for Prayers of Rest. Until we meet again, may you find rest in God's loving presence.